Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. If you're listening, whoa.
Oh, music to my ears, Robbie. The Cats yesterday, late win. Five in a row for the Panthers, beating the Minnesota Wild 5-4. Our boy, Golichari. Dude is king of the tip-in. Just has a magnet for the puck, man. Pew, 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 pew. Right in there. Great win for the Cats yesterday. 5 seconds left in regulation. A lot of teams would have just packed it up, Robbie. Taken that point, gone into overtime, and just settled. Not the Cats, though. They go out there, they get that win. Especially, and it's a good win. We've taken up a couple of jokers here the last couple of days here with the Panthers. These Red Wings, I'm tired of their act. Minnesota Wild, get in line. Especially you, Foligno. We need somebody to fist fight him. I don't know who it's got to be. I don't know if we got to get Sean Thornton out of his suit, go there and kick Foligno's ass, put him on skates like Roger Dorn for a day. But I need Foligno to get some of the business because I was tired of that nonsense. Nobody throws a Conor McGregor shoulder shrug right into Bobrovsky right between the pipes. Guy's just running reckless all over the place.
Sean Thornton could hit him over the head with a beer.
And by the way, oh man, gloves off, son. And by the way, what was with dude on the Kings going all Captain Insano on Derek Jones Jr.
Oh,
yesterday?
Yeah.
I was so confused by what was going on with Derek Jones Jr. because we know him. I mean, he jumps, and I don't know if he's going to break or not, Leroy. He's very skinny. But I didn't know what was wrong. He's like laying face down on the ground, and the heat are just playing on. The funny thing was, did you feel bad at him for Derek Jones Jr. at all at that time?
Yeah, because who gets both eyes poked out?
How come Spo didn't call timeout? He didn't want to waste a timeout. He goes, nah, he'll be all right. Officials had to call timeout. But yeah, he got Captain Insano'd, Robbie. Right in the eyes.
Poke his eye out.
Shows no mercy.
How did he get poked in both eyes?
He just went, whoops, slapped him right in the face.
It's unbelievable. And he laid on the ground like it was going to be blood.
Yeah.
I thought it was blood all
I thought he face. Tore something. I was like, what happened? What happened? He's like dying, but under the basket. Nobody knows where Derek Jones Jr. is. All of a sudden, you just see his skinny little legs sticking out, and you're like, "Oh, this is bad. What the hell happened?" And it's like, "Oh, he got slapped in the face." He's like, what?
Somebody said, "When you guys go hockey, we go Charlie Brown on you guys." Wah 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 wah.
Nah.
Wah, wah.
You're missing out, man. If you're not enjoying this Panthers team, you're missing out on a fun year. I don't know what to tell you. You're not enjoying sports. Honestly. We're going to sit here. What do you want to watch? You going to go there and you going to watch LeBron get his ass whooped by 40 points against Kemba Walker in January? Or you want to watch the Panthers, who are actually having their best season in a long time? They score a crazy amount of goals. They're crazy dramatic. And they're in the playoff picture. Like, you don't want to enjoy it? Don't enjoy it. I don't know what to tell you, but I don't care. We're going to talk about it forever. Sprinkle it in every now and then. We're going to go talk to our boy Bob, who is getting Foligno'd right into between the pipes. It's a good time. Let's give you a chance to win $1,000 right now. Your word this hour, Leroy? Bar. Bar. B-A-R.
Like where the quarterbacks have been hanging out.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah. Do you think Rhett Lashley came in there and just like, boys, hit the bricks? There'll be like some walk-on like Turner Davidson and quarterback like McThrowin. He'll be out there. Somebody's going to be like a walk-on there with D.R. King, but the rest of them, take a hike.
Yeah, I can. Definitely something I get used to.
Hey, Turner, you ever thrown a football? Go out there. You want to give it a little, get a little shot ski? You back up D.R. King this year? Because we got to get these other troublemakers out of here.
Hey, by the way.
They never stop doing parties.
The guy next door yesterday morning? Sounds like me kicking.
A little bit. Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. Text bar to 728. Text bar to 72881. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text or drive. It's sponsored by Anna Jar and Levine. Accident attorneys. You'll have another chance to win at the top of next hour. Let's get the headlines.
Every time we do this, somebody texts bar in two
South
people.
Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Well, it was a night of kings last night.
Yes, it was.
You had the Heat defeating the Sacramento Kings in overtime. And yet the Miami Hurricanes getting the king and the transfer portal.
Love it. Love it. Man, Kendrick Nunn, dude. He just had, like, how is he able to play basketball with such big grapefruits in his shorts? I don't understand.
That's hard to do.
It's a hard thing, Leroy. Like, does he have to put on two pairs of compression shorts, a couple of jock straps? Like, how does he hold them in?
And by the way, I know this is a lost start. The Wiz kids won't understand this kind of basketball, but you got to have appreciation for Kendrick Nunn being able to pull off a mid-range jumper.
Oh, I do too. He can get shots from anywhere. I do appreciate that. You know, today it's all threes and at the rim. No, he's got some nice touch. I appreciate it. Hey, all these Wiz kids, don't know if you know this, but maybe learn yourself something. Ever heard of a little person named Dwayne Wade? He lived in the mid-range, had that touch all around the rim. Played like a big man, even though he was 6'3".
They just played against somebody. DeRozan.
Yep. Just saying. You know, it doesn't all have to be analytics. You a bunch of mores. I hate Daryl Morey. So annoying. Nothing to do with the Hong Kong thing either. Yeah. I just don't like him. He's very highfalutin. Oh, this, that. He thinks he knows everything.
We talked to his boss.
Ugh. Oh, yeah. He doesn't like him. Trust me. Like, they keep Morey around because everybody thinks, oh, he's God's gift to basketball, but not for me.
As far as
Daryl Morey, I'm such a genius. What are you going to do, Daryl? Oh, I'm going to go try and trade for another max player this offseason. Genius. What a genius. Every year, Daryl Morey is like, oh, I'm breaking basketball. Oh, he is? He's trying to go trade for somebody who makes $30 million every year. What a concept. Real whiz bang this year. It's working with old Russ. Missing his free throws late. Idiot.
Russ, not a good three-point shooter. That's not the best of fits, that Rockets team.
Yeah.
Oh, Ira's got to be Sans Pants because he's very T-Petty against his Rockets. He hates
it's enough with it. Daryl Morey, he knows what he's doing. He's breaking basketball. It's like, oh, he is? Because he wants to get a lot of talented players? Smart. Smart guy. Somebody else invented that 30 years ago. His name's Pat Riley. Idiots. Daryl Morey.
And yeah, Kendrick Nunn, he can get off so many like bad shots. Like, he just pulls up and he can get a shot off real easy. Like, create his own shot.
I'll tell you what, you know who else I like who gets the worst shot, the better? Duncan Robinson. I'm tired of easy threes for Duncan Robinson. Doesn't make them anymore. I like the difficult three from Duncan Robinson. Pulling up from 30. You pull up from 30, you're Duncan Robinson. That's a shot I like. But if you're one of these, if it's one of these catch and shoot situations, Leroy, not for me. I don't like that with dunks.
The Miami Hurricanes, we were talking about them earlier, but their basketball team plays tonight at Duke, 9 o'clock, late night tip-off.
Oh, man.
Big underdogs.
Get killed by Vernon Carey Jr.
17.5 points. That's the spread.
Jeez, really?
And I think it's probably light.
Can I ask you a question? Why is Duke, an alleged smart school, why do they refer to their basketball arena as Cameron Indoor Stadium?
You know, that's a fair question. They call themselves the Crazies.
Yeah, last I checked, an indoor stadium was an arena or a dome. I don't understand why they call it stadium, Leroy. That's stupid. I hate that school. Why do they do that? Nobody's ever had the goal. Oh, by the way, hey, do we have that bozo Dick Vitale on the call tonight who has yet to apologize to Jimmy Butler? Because it's the feature ESPN game, and he loves Duke. So I figure he's got to be taking the trek up from Sarasota to go watch that. I feel like he's put a curse on Jimmy Butler, quite frankly, ever since the TJ Warren thing. I'm going to teach you some class, baby, with the curse. What else we got, Robbie?
Yeah, I'm just perusing the schedule. This is for the announcer schedule. I got to scroll all the way down. It's still out of date. But, the Panthers won yesterday, too, 5-4.
Big win.
Over the Minnesota Wild.
Five straight for the Cats.
They're back in action tonight, a revenge game for Quinville at Chicago.
They fired his ass. I don't want any standing ovations from those Chicagoans this weekend, all right? You made your choice. You fired the mustache. He's ours now. Kick rocks, all right? Don't come out here trying to act all high and classy. You hear me, CM Punk? I know you're a big Blackhawks fan. I better not see you standing for Quinville tonight, all right?
Somebody is accusing you of eating too many gummies this morning.
Why is that?
Why is that?
Yeah, why is that?
Why?
Panthers, right?
I drank like 8 Mountain Dews this morning.
Nestled right in there in that beautiful third place in the Atlantic Division.
When do playoffs start? We got another 2 months?
Yeah, it doesn't start till like basketball time, man. There's a lot of hockey left. We got the All-Star break coming up. You got Huberto going. Did Barkey get in? I don't think Barkey got in. Been playing better, though, since I called him out. You guys are welcome for that. What? I did what had to be done. I called out Barkey. Now he's scoring. Dishing out assists left and right. You're welcome, Leroy. Nobody in this town has the guts to call out Barkov except for me. All right? I didn't like what he said last year with the Finns and the Finnish fans and the Florida fans at the award ceremony. We got that Lady Bing trophy. And I said, six games in a row without a goal, too much for your alleged captain. So, I called him out, and now he's on a roll. Five-game win streak. You're welcome, Leroy.
I would say the next time you go over to the Pants facility, make sure you wear a mouthpiece.
What's that?
Just saying.
Why? Because I'm going to be given a gift of, like, flowers or something like that?
I want to make sure all your chiclets stay in your mouth.
Yeah, they love me over there, man. I'm just saying it like it is. I love the Panthers.
You're telling it like it is.
Yeah.
I'm not.
No. You're telling it like it was. I'm telling it like it is. Present day. What else you got, Robbie, before Leroy punched me in the face?
No, I'm not. Be you, boo-boo.
So Duncan Robinson, he apparently revealed to Barry Jackson that the Heat do weigh-ins all the time, and then Tyler Herro recently hired a chef.
Yeah, yeah. We found out, like, you know, this whole process with the Heat, 10 days is when the Heat have to do their weigh-ins every day. I bet for Deion it's probably more when he doesn't blow it off.
So what, 10?
Every 10 days they got to weigh in.
Okay.
Every 10 days they got to weigh in. So Tyler Herro, he has hired a personal chef.
Because he got a little portly?
I don't know. He said he's sworn off fast food. He got a personal chef. And Kendrick Nunn, this I feel bad for, he swore off cheesecake. Yep. No more cheesecake.
Oh, what?
Apparently, hey. Kendrick Nunn is a big dessert eater. He goes, I've never gone to dinner without getting dessert. I love dessert.
I'm all about the meal, though.
I am too.
Like appetizers and meal?
Yep.
Or do you go meal and dessert?
Appetizers and
meal. I can't go all of them.
I go appetizers, meal. Yeah. Dessert's great, but it can kick rocks to me as opposed to a great meal. But Kendrick Nunn, he loves dessert. Apparently, loves cheesecake. No more cheesecake. Man, it's tough living. It's tough living. Now, hey, it's going to be worth it one day, Kendrick Nunn, when you get that big-ass contract.
Then you can eat all the cheesecake you want.
In the off-season.
Otherwise, he's going to be sitting next to Philly Cheese.
Yep.
Who's sitting next to UD.
Just, you know, you think Riley ever just goes to... Hey,
minus one.
What?
He slipped one past me, Robbie.
I caught it. I saw.
You think that Riley ever just goes to Kendrick Nunn, and he just goes, hey, K-Dog, hey, K-9. Look over there. And he just sees Philly Cheese just stuffing his face. He goes, don't be that guy. All right, I'll see you later.
Now, I will say people in the organization do that. Use examples.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, that are nearby.
Yeah. At this point, if you're Deion Waiters, you just, like, I would be eating my face off. Be like, you know what? F it. I'm going to be Ray Felton.
No.
Ooh. Yeah. I mean, he's not playing, and he's owed the $12 million.
Listen, everybody keeps texting. Do me a favor. Stop tweeting every game, if not now, when for Deion Waiters.
Oh, yeah.
Never.
Never.
Never. Hey, guys, never. And I'm not even saying it's the right decision, because maybe he comes in. Tyler Herro, he shot 40% this month, all right? So maybe Deion comes in there. He could provide a little bit of a punch.
Could have used him yesterday.
Could have used him. Maybe you could have used him. But it's never going to, like, this is one of those things. It's a silly thing to ask anymore, because it's never going to happen. You know? I don't even think it's that bad an idea. No, hey, I defended Deion Waiters when the gummy bear thing that came down, which was a ridiculous thing. I said 10 games, too much. They've been too harsh on Deion Waiters. But to ask during these games, if not now, when for Deion Waiters, he's never playing. Never. Never. It's not happening anymore. It's a silly thing to ask. If not now, when? When is never? He's never playing for the Miami Heat again. Because there has been many an opportunity over this stretch with the guys banged up, with the scoring they've needed. God, if they need some scoring punch every now and then. He's not playing. Not playing. And by the way, Deion Waiters, when healthy, not a bad defender either. But he's not playing basketball for the team anymore.
That's what's amazing. That I always get torn between this. For me, there's a fine line between proving a point and proving a point
for spite,
but losing games.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm not quite Bobby Bowden, because Bobby Bowden just out and tell you, no, I'm not going to suspend him for the game.
Right.
My job is to win.
Well, that's why I'm saying, like, with the James Johnson, people are like, well, why did it take this long to put James Johnson? It's like, they've been awesome. They've been awesome. Like,
that
if they were 500 and James Johnson wasn't playing and then he came back and was balling out and then they went on a run, you'd be like, wow, really wasn't worth it, was it? But, you know, they've been the same team.
That's also one of the reasons why you can make that stand.
Sure. Okay? Absolutely.
Because if Tyler Hero and Dunks and all these guys were making the threes, and you got Philly Cheese.
Yep.
Now you might have to work something out with him.
Well, look,
or be a little more understanding.
Go look at what Tyler's done this month. And that, by the way, you know, they've played 7 games so far. 5 of them have been on the road. Mm-hmm. And he's much better at home than he is on the road.
Sure.
And he's been a little bit banged up. But he's also 19, or he's just turned 20 yesterday.
Just turned 20.
So you're going to hit these dog days for him. Could you? Yeah, maybe. Maybe. But I think Spo's like, yeah, but I'm sorry, not doing it. Now, is that stubborn?
Sure. Yeah. But it's okay. Look, he has certainly earned the right, and I'm talking about Spo, to do what he deems is best for the team. And I'm never going to question that because that guy's a winner. That guy has built his credibility to the point where you may have some questions about what he's doing, but you will not question what he does.
Right.
And that's where I am with him.
And he's made the point many a times. When Goran Dragic has a good game, he makes the point. He's an all-star. Never complained about putting his role on the bench. He could definitely be good enough to start for a lot of teams in this league. James Johnson, who didn't get to play till basically this month, he made the point. Never complained.
Right.
Never complained. Even with him being banned, even with them being upset with him, he didn't go that route. Deion Waiters hosing people down on Instagram, left and right.
But sometimes, and I will say this, sometimes personalities come into play to where just the way you handle situations are so much different.
Right.
And you're asking a guy who, and understand, some guys, the way they deal with adversity is to fight like hell and go after everybody and then get on the floor or the court or whatever and prove them wrong, right? You take that one opportunity away from Deion where he's still doing all the other stuff but he's not getting the opportunity to prove everybody wrong, it becomes even more frustrating.
Yeah. Somebody says he should open up a restaurant called the Cheese Bros. Steak and Cake.
Dynamic duo, Philly Cheese and Cheesecake.
Well, Deion Waiters has a lounge now. It's called the Double Down Lounge. But I think I would like it. I think I would like Deion Waiters.
Double Chocolate Lounge?
Yeah, I would love Deion Waiters to run himself like a Philly cheese stand that was called Steak and Cake, and they just serve Philly cheese and cheesecakes. That would be amazing.
Oh,
that's delicious.
I'm not a big Philly cheese guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah, delicious.
Nah, goes
back to our OG segment of how much better things are with bread. Philly cheese.
Yep. Oof. Philly cheese, like, when you have a good one, it's delicious. But I'm not going, and I'm like looking at a menu and say, ooh, I want a Philly cheese. Nah. If it's there, I'll eat it, like you.
Yeah, it's my policy.
I'll eat it. I'm not going to badmouth the Philly cheese, but not going to say,
cheese.
Not the kind of guy that goes, you know what? I really could go for a Philly cheese right now. No.
We got our favorite game coming up later this hour. Damage is done, my friend. We're back with more after this.
Damage is done, my friend.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, our new favorite game.
Yes.
Damage is done, my friend.
This is Genesis.
I know.
You remember the video with the Muppets?
Damage is done, my friend.
No.
It was a video with the Muppets, and they did, like, they had Muppets of the President. And the president accidentally hit the button, the red button.
Wasn't there a music video with the Muppets for
She Drives Me Crazy? Ah,
ah. I think there was.
I feel like there were Muppets in that one. That's the one I remember.
Man, that Genesis, they had a lot of good band members. They had.
I didn't even know there were any other ones other than Phil Collins.
No, I thought it was just Phil Collins.
No. Who's.
Let's see. I'll get it. Genesis.
Yeah. Oh, wait. You're going to be so pissed. I want to say it. Here.
Let's see.
Peter Gabriel.
Whoa. Yeah. Playing the flute.
Yeah, pretty strong. That's pretty strong.
Yeah.
That's pretty strong.
Well, Phil Collins was a drummer.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like Peter Gabriel was an offensive coordinator. Then he became head coach.
Well, no, he went. Yeah, he went and got his own team.
Texter writes in, Canes fans don't eat humble pie. Robbie, pump it up. Wearing my sunglasses inside today. That's what I'm talking about, man. Big old victory day. Oh, yeah. That's how Manny Diaz is walking into the building today. With the crown on.
Football season just ended.
He's wearing,
and it's like it never happened.
Wearing a crown and drinking crown.
We want to be known for being tough. We want to be known for being disciplined and together.
It's just like that.
One out of three ain't bad.
When it's a caterpillar and it's coming out of the cocoon, it's got to fight its way out.
The best. Can't all be the same. You got to be different. You got to be yourself. Just like you were saying with Philly Cheese, Leroy. You know what? You agree with me. That's good to know.
No.
Oh, there it is.
There it is. You and Philly, you're saying Philly Cheese, some people take things differently. Philly Cheese takes differently than James Johnson. Just like Mark Richt and Manny Diaz take things differently. Take it in stride.
We're four plays away from being 7-0 and ranked. Who knows where we're ranked? Same kids, same everything.
It's just like that, the butterfly when it's a caterpillar and it's coming out of the cocoon, it's got to fight its way out.
There's your differences.
Yep. That's how you handle things.
So since we're on the subject, I wasn't going to bring this up earlier, but we haven't finished the timeline yet.
Oh, please.
All right, so we left off at 3-4. They lost Georgia Tech. You know, with Manny Diaz at 4 plays away from 7-0.
Oh, they weren't even 4-3.
No, they're 3-4. 3-4.
So they were 3-4, and he said they're 4 plays away from being 7-0.
Yes. Then good things happened. They had three games. They played Pitt. They were down, and then they switched to Jaren Williams in that final drive, and they leads a touchdown. They beat Pitt on the road.
Right. They did the weird thing where Jaren Williams wasn't playing, and we're like, well, is he hurt? And apparently he just wasn't showing up to meetings and practice, and who knows what the hell was going on.
We found out later he was doing the boom. And then, you know, the next week they played at Florida State. And they whooped their ass. It was part of Sans Pants weekend.
Yep.
Got Willie Taggart fired.
Whooped their ass. Got Willie Taggart fired. That's forever, Leroy.
Okay, Florida State.
Whatevs.
Okay.
But it was a rivalry game. Okay. We got to give them props.
All right.
There was a time when the Hurricanes went 7 years without beating Florida State.
Would you ever not enjoy beating the hell out of Ohio State and getting their coach fired?
That's why I said okay, and I back down.
All right. And then the next week.
I thought about Ohio State right away.
The next week, everyone thought maybe a letdown game at home against Louisville. Turns out not quite the opposite. Six touchdowns from Jaren Williams that kicked their ass, put up 52 points.
We were getting really drunk.
I was getting drunk a little bit.
We were maybe talking draft status.
4-4.
Yeah, no. But no, Florida State made it 5-4. That made it 6-4.
Yep. 6-4.
Thought it was turned around.
Now everybody's thinking, wait a minute. We can win the division and play in the ACC championship.
Yeah, they can play in the Orange Bowl. Yeah, they can play in the Orange Bowl without winning the Coastal. We're talking Orange Bowl.
Yeah, man. We were just looking at it. We were staring down the barrel. We're like, FIU. What's going to happen with FIU? And, oh my God, what happened with FIU?
FIU, 30, Miami 24. Morgan backs up. He takes a right knee. Unbridled joy for FIU. Desolation for Miami.
And then after the game, Manny Diaz said something like this.
2 years ago, Troy went to Baton Rouge and beat LSU, who right now is the number one team in the country. So things can change.
And they did change because LSU won the championship.
Well, yeah, then they thought things could change. And then the next week they lost to Duke at Duke, but they were already checked out. Then you had the bowl game against Louisiana Tech day after Christmas, and this happened.
Final play of the year right here. Perry drifting back, looking for the end zone. Looking, lets it go to the end zone. It is incomplete in the right corner of the end zone. Intended for Mark Pope, and that's the ball game. Off the sidelines, tossing their helmets high into the air with unbridled joy, Louisiana Tech. Bowing their heads and headed for the locker room, the Miami Hurricanes. Louisiana Tech, 14, Miami nothing.
That's right, nothing. Bagel, Boyana, whatever you want to call it.
They were the only ones, right?
Only team in the bowl season, only team in Independence Bowl history to get shut out. But then you thought Manny Diaz was done. Remember, we started the timeline with Manny Diaz saying this.
The rules that we live by here at UM. You can come to Miami, and for 3 or 4 years while you're at Miami, you can compete for championships every year. Or you can go somewhere else and get your ass kicked by Miami every year you play. And that's it.
To then, after Louisiana Tech, saying this.
The new Miami is a standard. It's a culture of how we work and how our kids compete on the practice field. And to be honest, in year one, you're not going to have everybody in your program that's going to buy in 100% to that culture. It's simply, and what it is, it's been what was set long, long before I got to Miami. Green Tree Practice Field and that weight room. And the guys that have a level of competition,
want to
compete and win in everything they do, and guys that take pride in outworking their opposition. We got a nucleus of guys that want to do that. And at times we get let down by some other things, and our performance doesn't really show that. But again, we can look at what's real and what's measurable in the way that we work and the way that we practice, and we see that those things are happening. We have to continue to recruit to that, to guys that believe in those same ideals, and that's just part of what takes time, because when you're implementing a culture, culture doesn't happen overnight, because not everybody is that type of guy.
Culture doesn't happen overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Takes time.
It does.
Backtracking.
Well, listen, but we found out later on, thanks to old Barry Jackson, that culture was a party culture in the quarterback's room. And so everybody wasn't buying in. Now he has the king, Robbie. He has the king touchdown crown in the quarterback room. The king will reign over the party culture. All right. He's going to be in the VIP section at LIV, not worrying about what these other peons are doing. The jesters, the clown shows. Oh, what are you crying over your Instagram model girlfriend? Hit the bricks. See ya. Oh, what are you missing practice? Sorry, not worried about it. It's different times now. I think it's Jeff eligible.
All right, the party's still going to be going on. He's going to be in there trying to get ready for Temple, and the other QBs in the room is like, hey, bro, what do you mean get ready for Temple? Let's hit the bars, bro.
Bro, we got the ladies up on the screen. Why are you putting up football? I'm trying to break things down. It's enough.
But guys, should we be worried about, you know, 2-minute drill?
Shut up, King. I ain't worried about it. And some furster on the ground. Ridiculous. All right, it's time for our new favorite game. We love this game. Damage is done, my friend. We'll get to that next.
Damage is done, my friend.
Gone, the damage done.
Damage is done, my friend.
Oh, it is time for our favorite game. We got before the end of this hour, we'll give a pair of tickets away to The Night Before with Zach Brown Band. They're coming to the BB&T Center the night before the big game. Check out CMA and ACM award winner Zach Brown Band as they put on this great show put on by Radio.com and Kiss Country 99.9. The 5th annual Night Before at the BB&T Center starring Zach Brown Band. So keep on listening for that. We'll give those away before the end of this hour. But it is time for our favorite new game. Damage is done, my friend.
Damage is done, my friend.
This is in honor of the great Cincinnati Bengals security guard who caught the Patriots cheating yet again. Boston, they love to cheat. Patriots, Red Sox. It's a scandal-ridden city. So here's my first one, Leroy. Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving recently had this was his latest snafu as a great locker room guy. So it was after a game. Kyrie Irving is saying, last time the Nets had an Irving on their team, they won the championship, referring to Julius Irving. To which Caris LeVert was like, what? And he goes, yeah. He goes, think about it. He goes, how do you guys spell your names? He goes, well, I spell mine with an I. He spelled his with an E. But, you know, how do they sound? He goes, all right, bro. Then Kyrie Irving, who told all of us to stay the F out of his locker room last week, decided to compare himself to Martin Luther King.
When I was out for those 7 weeks and not saying anything and still people are still saying things about me, it's inevitable. You know, they crucified Martin Luther King for speaking about peace and social integration.
Listen, man. Listen. What they're criticizing you for is being a huge pain in the ass and always, always just getting in your feelings. And by the way, seemingly every time you play basketball, your team's getting worse. Other than when you have, of course, you know, in his prime LeBron James as your sidekick.
Leroy, is this the incident you were talking about when you said there was a worse incident than the Florida State with the wide receiver, Martin Luther King receiver gloves?
No, I'm trying to pull it up.
Oh.
It wasn't Kyrie Irving.
It had to do with a nightclub, right?
There was a poster for a Martin Luther King party, right? A twerk party, and they took the DJ with the gold chains and put Martin Luther King head on it.
Oh no!
Damage is done, my friend.
Yeah.
Anyway, damn it.
As soon as I get this thing, I'm gonna post. It's worse.
Well,
like they had to do multiple adjustments.
Kyrie Irving, you can compare yourself to Martin Luther King, Jesus, all you want to. It's fine. Guess what, man?
He's a flat earther.
Damage is done, my friend.
He's like, a flat earther.
You're a pain in the ass. You're a flat earther. Nobody likes being around you other than grumpy Kevin Durant.
LeBron likes him for moments.
I don't think so. Not anymore. Robbie, what do you got, man?
All right. I got Manny Diaz.
Hasn't he been yours?
He does something different every week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yesterday he tweeted out the GIF, you know, making a double after getting the two transfers. Both De'Aaron King and the Temple transfer, who had 13 sacks last year, was right behind Rousseau and Chase Young. But Manny Diaz, after last year, all the hype and smoke he created, and then going 6-7, I can't believe you when you do all these GIFs and social media and going on the boat again. Manny Diaz, sorry, damage is done.
Damage is done, my friend.
Leroy, what do you got?
Besides that, I went into a Publix.
Oh, no.
Right? And I was trying to get me some fruit. You know, I'm trying to get a little healthier. And some lady was hosing down the grapes.
In the produce section?
Yes, just sampling. Boop, 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 boop.
That's not cool.
So I walk by. I go, excuse me. She said, oh, I'm sorry. Let me get out of your way. And she just moved back to let me pick out grapes like she was going to go back. I say, no. Keep going. The damage is already done. You've already eaten all the good grapes.
Mm.
Damage is done, my friend.
You can text the show 67974. We have a nominee.
I'm on it. I'm on the text line right now.
Would you want to read that one about our friend coming up after us at 10 a.m. today?
Hold on, I'm looking.
Fifth one down. You want me to read it?
Oh.
Oh. Zaslow having two black guys cover his shift on MLK Day. Damage is done, my friend.
Damage is done, my friend. Listen, you can come in here today and spit what you want in the heat, but man, having Rashad and Brian Monroe cover your shift on MLK Day. Hey, damage is done, my friend.
Tobin did it perfectly. He said, I'm going to ask the black guy on the show if he's working.
Yep.
Then I'm working too.
That's my policy. Whatever Leroy says, hey, man. Whatever you want. If you're working today, I'm working today. We'll figure it out. I don't even need a comp day for it, all right? Not looking for it on MLK Day.
Yeah, man.
I'll enjoy the rest of my day at 10 a.m. Thank you very much. I'm not worried about it. I have another one. Tom Brady. So there are reports. A lot of Tom Brady reports are coming out right now, Leroy. And there's a latest one that says part of the reason Tom Brady is so upset with the Patriots, he is reportedly, quote, embarrassed by his salary. That he gets paid an average annual salary that ranks below 13 other quarterbacks in the NFL. Unfortunately, Tom Brady, damage is done, my friend. You should have thought about this when you were like 36. Stop taking them discounts. You don't have this problem when you're 42 years old that you have worried about what your average salary is? Because now ain't the time to get paid more than everybody else. You got a noodle arm.
The problem is that this happens a lot in sports, and I don't know why athletes haven't gotten the hint yet. Everybody in every franchise gives you the wink, like they're going to hook you up if you hook them up right now. And then your level of play may drop just a little bit, and then they just replace you and act like that conversation never took place. So get your money. If you are going to take a pay cut, or if you're going to take less, don't complain about it and just do it. Don't expect nothing in return.
Mm.
But if you are expecting something in return from an organization or a franchise or whatever, if somebody tells you they're going to do something for you later and not put it on paper and you fall for it, that's on you. So that's on Tom Brady that he's never been the highest paid quarterback, because he was saying, I'm doing the right things for the team. I'm letting them go and pay other players and stuff like that. They ain't coming back to take care of you. They ain't doing that. You shouldn't expect it.
Hmm.
That's your fault.
Cowboy Cerrone.
Oh,
the damage
no.
is done, my friend.
DK, you going to do this to Cowboy this week? All right. Hey, it's your game. Let's go.
Did have a nice cowboy hat, though.
He did. He looked cool.
And his son had the very nice cowboy hat on, too, yep. in the stands. But I'm sorry, like, you know, just went into the fight.
Damage is done, my friend.
Just got a nice kick to the head.
Kick to the head, shoulders to the face.
It wasn't the kick to the head that did it.
Yeah, it was the shoulder.
How you break a nose with a shoulder?
Very resourceful by Conor McGregor.
Dude, think about this.
Got to give props where props is due.
Can you go home to your friends and your family and say he knocked you out? What, with a leg kick? With a straight right hand to the face?
Nah, man, shoulder.
No, shoulder.
Shoulder.
And I have another one, but I'm curious about saying this one because it involves an episode of TV we saw recently. I don't know if it's too soon.
What episode?
It was on the Curb episode from Sunday night.
Curb Enthusiasm, spoiler alert. If you love Curb Enthusiasm, you don't want it spoiled, that's your fault. Spoiler alert. Go ahead, Robbie.
Well, according to Larry David, that lady's a fetus.
Damage
is done, my friend.
You were not lying. It was one of the great Curbs of all. I feel like I love every Curb Enthusiasm, but this episode, like, it was like outrageous. He was coming out swinging, and I love the fact that they're 38 minutes now. Like, he just gets to go runtime whatever he wants. Larry Davey just has carte blanche. I love it, man. That is another edition of
Hold
our
on,
favorite
time
game.
Out. What? Let me respond to this claim.
Sure, sure.
Who knew Leroy was the produce hall monitor? I'm not. But I don't want to be up in Publix while you eating food. Yeah. We there to buy the food, not watch you eat the food.
Yeah, man, I don't want you, because especially a grape. A grape is a communal grouping of fruit. Like, you want to go eat an apple by itself? All right, I'll allow it. If you just want to stroll the grocery store, eat an apple.
That's called stealing.
Nah, if you buy a bag, you take it out of the bag, you're good. I think that's fine, because nobody else is going to be in contact with that apple. If you're stealing the grapes, grapes have a whole batch.
Are you there to eat or to shop?
I will go into Publix from time to time.
See, this, I knew this is why. Robbie, this is why I said, kept going with this conversation, because I know he had a story of him eating food.
I will go to Publix from time to time. My first stop will be at the bakery and get some croquetas from Publix. To divvy it up, I go 3 ham, 3 cheese, and 3 chicken. Delicious.
Wait. You eat all those?
Oh, yeah. You see how I eat. So I'll take that. That'll be my strolling snack. And then I get to the end of my shopping, and the bag is empty. And damage is done, my friend. What am I supposed to pay for an empty bag?
Damage is done, my friend.
All the time in the store.
Goes right in my pocket.
I'm waiting in line. If I eat my snack and drink my juice before I get to the front of that line...
Yeah, I look around, it's not like I'm not coming back. I'm sure you guys have overcharged me every now and then for too much ham or something like that. Damage is done, my friend. I'm not going to sit here and pay for an empty bag of croquetas.
Damage is done, my friend.
We'll give you a chance to win $1,000, but before that, right now, call us up 786-360-0790, 786-360-0790, caller 3. To our phone lines, we'll get themselves a pair of tickets to Zach Brown Band the night before, coming your way, BB&T Center, put on by Radio.com and Kiss Country. You want to go see Zach Brown Band, call us up, 786-360-0790, call the 3, we'll get the tickets, and we'll give you a chance to win $1,000 coming up in about 10 minutes. We're back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.